Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abu Salbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. How are you? I haven't asked you in at least 30 episodes.
You haven't? No, it's been a while. I'm doing great. It is, it's like 37 degrees this morning in Dallas. It's kind of insane.
Right, especially because I think it was like 90, like not even a week ago, right?
It was. Like, yeah, about 10 days ago, it was 90 degrees. So now we're down into the 30s. So such is life here in the state of Texas, is that you get wild fluctuations, both emotionally and temperature-wise.
Yes, okay? There's a lot of that.
You just have to be ready for anything when you live down here. Yeah.
Awesome.
But we're doing good. We've got kind of a fun theme for this week's mix.
We do, yeah. This is when I'm like really proud of us for coming up with these creative ones. This one is on you. And I really, like, you were kind of doubtful of whether or not it would work. And then, you know, we finished recording. I was like, yeah, maybe it'll work or not. And then I just put together a mix in like 4 seconds and had so much fun doing it. So the idea was... Well, how about you talk about it? Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what song I was listening to, but I was like, man, this has a really long song title. Actually, I think I do know because I put it on this mix. And I was like, well, it's got a really long song title. And then it just kind of struck me. And I was like, there's got to be some songs. Like, there's got to be a decent amount of songs with longer song titles. And in the vein of like the express checkout being like 7 items or less, I kind of used that as a line of demarcation and said, 7 words or more. So I kind of threw that out there to you. I said, yeah, I don't know if this, I just kind of picked a number, 7 words. What do you think? And then, like you said, like, I don't know, it wasn't even a day later. You were like, here's my mix. I was like, wow, okay, maybe this is more common than I thought. And it really is. There's a lot of songs out there with longer song titles.
Yeah. And as is usually the case, I thought of like way more after the fact that I wanted to put on here. So we might have to do a volume 2 in the future, but
yeah, this one could easily qualify for a volume 2. And we're going to get to one band that may be able to put together an entire mix just on their own. But let's get into it with your first pick. The title is "The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is Out to Get Us" by Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah, this is my top of mind example. So I put it first on the track. Like, whenever I thought of song titles with a lot of words, I thought of this album, because another one, you know, honorable mention here off of the same album is "A Conjunction of Drones Simulating the Way in Which Sufjan Stevens Has an Existential Crisis in the Great Godfrey Maze." And that's the song title. I mean, can you imagine speaking that into your smart speaker to play that song?
Yeah, you just don't. You just don't. It kind of hurts them on the streaming front, right?
Right. It really does. So I could have gone with that one just off of word count alone, but I went with "The Predatory Wasp" because it's one of my favorite songs off this album, and it qualifies to make this long song title mix. But yeah, like, this is just a beautiful song. It's, you know, a song about an awakening he had, you know, when he discovered that you know, his sexuality and his identity. And, like, you know, it was funny enough, on a Methodist summer camp, he discovered that he, you know, was gay, and like not the usual place, maybe, that a lot of people, you know, not the stereotypical place, but on a summer camp that his parents were sending him to.
Or maybe the exact place.
Maybe the exact place, actually. Yeah. Actually, now that I say that out loud, I'm kind of hearing that. I'm like, yeah, maybe that's exactly where you discover that. But yeah, and he and his friend, his best friend he's been spending a lot of time with, they were like, kind of got lost. They saw this giant wasp, And then they were like attacked by this wasp, and he, you know, swears that it was like the size of like a bird, like it was so large. And so I guess that's where this song is about. So it's kind of him overcoming his fears, kind of discovering his identity, his sexual identity, and then, you know, telling the story about him at being 16, I think it was, at a summer camp. So that's the long song title here, but I just think it's a gorgeous song.
Well, and I think you featured this Illinois album before on the mix, yeah. And it's really a well done album. The lyrics here read like pretty emotionally, but I call out one that's maybe not as emotional here, where at the beginning he says, "Thinking outrageously, I write in cursive," because I think it's kind of funny that I stopped writing in cursive like I don't know a few decades ago because I couldn't even read my own cursive, like right. My handwriting was that bad. And it's funny now because my kids are learning cursive and I don't remember how all the letters work in cursive.
Right. There are some really weird ones. Yeah.
Are some really weird ones. And so my wife and I will sit there and look at each other and just be like, do you remember how that was? Is it two? Yeah. Wait, no, it's supposed to be like this. Yeah. So anyway, just the juxtaposition of thinking outrageously, I write in cursive. I was like, that's kind of just perfect. I can totally relate to that.
I love that. That's a great call out. All right. Your first pick is a really good one. And I had not heard the song in such a long time. So I was happy you put it on here. The title is "Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand" by Primitive Radio Gods.
Yeah, I think everybody knows this song. This was like their big, they're kind of a one-hit wonder. But this song, I think, still plays. And that's like when I heard this, I think that's when the idea of this mix came to mind, because I remember this being a really long song title. But this was featured in the movie The Cable Guy, which is kind of a cult classic starring Jim Carrey and actually a whole bunch of other people. So if you go back and watch that movie, you're like, oh my gosh, this person's in this movie? Oh, this person's in this movie? It really is kind of crazy, from the mid-90s. And it's a really funny movie, but kind of a dark comedy. It's not the kind of normal zany Jim Carrey that you would expect. But
right.
I think this is such a good song. And they have this B.B. King sample in it from a song he had called How Blue Can You Get? And the line he continues to repeat is, "I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met." So it's kind of a sad song, but the beat of it will just kind of, I feel like, suck you in, and pretty cool lyrics as well. So I don't know, had to use this one, and I think everybody knows it, but I think it's still a song that's worth listening to.
Yeah, it's got such a catchy like earworm beat to it, and it almost reminds me of a Moby song, just like the kind of the moodiness of it. But the lyrics are beautiful too. Like, I love this line here. "A life is time, they teach you growing up. The seconds ticking killed us all a million years before the fall. You ride the waves and don't ask where they go." I really love that last line. Like, you ride the waves and don't ask where they go. I think oftentimes like that's such a great description of like life sometimes. It's like you're just kind of like riding and you don't know where it's taking you. But yeah, it's a great song, and you're absolutely right. I never could have told you the title of the song, but once I hit play on it, I was like, oh yes, I remember this. It's so good.
That's right. So if you're listening to this and you're not sure if you know this one, trust me, you know this song. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
And like I said, still gets played. All right, your next pick. And I was a little surprised just by reading the title. I was like, oh, maybe we're taking a turn here for where Samer lives and loves. But the title is "New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down" by LCD Sound System.
Yeah, no, I mean, I actually think this is like a perfect summation of most people's relationship with New York. And that's kind of how he wrote it. You know, he wrote the song like truly being like, I love you. Like, I have this like hate love relationship with this place, you know, but you're kind of bringing me down. And I think, yeah, it's a feeling that I've been here now. Next month will be 6 years living in New York since I moved here, which is amazing. And there are countless moments where you're like, I love this place. I can't imagine living anywhere else. But oh, my God, like, you know, you're bringing me down. And it just kind of reminds me, there's a quote that I come back to all the time. It was from the show Arrested Development, the character Lucille, Jessica Waters, I believe, you know, may she rest in peace.
Jessica Walters.
Yes. Walters, yeah. Oh, great actress. There's a line in there where she said, "I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona." And I... I feel like that's also a good summation of how I feel about New York. Like, I just love it here so much that I'd rather be, you know, live my whole life here and die here rather than live anywhere else. But yeah, like, great song. I think it's hilarious. At the time, you know, Bloomberg was mayor, so that's why he has that line about your billionaire mayor now thinks he's a king, which is great. And yeah, just a really good summation of life here in the city.
Yeah, I thought it was a really, you know, funny song. And you're right, I could see that kind of, you know, love and hate and back to love relationship with New York. The lyrics I called out here is, there's a ton of twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through the wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out.
Yes. Yeah, the death that you hear through the wall is like a great call out. Because we're so packed tightly, you absolutely would... You hear everything that's happening around you.
Yeah. I've definitely stayed in some apartments in New York where I'm just like, wait, what was that? Hold on, what's happening right now? Why? Right. Should we be here? Like, what's happening?
Right, yeah. Where it's like a future Law and Order episode is happening right outside your apartment. Yeah.
Jerry Orbach's interviewing me. Look, I was just in from out of town. I mean, I saw her in the elevator. I don't know.
Exactly. Ah, good stuff. All right. Your next pick. Great song here, too. Objects in the Rearview Mirror May Appear Closer Than They Are by the one and only Meatloaf.
Yeah, Meatloaf's biggest album is called Bad Outta Hell. And then in the early 90s, he came out with Bad Outta Hell 2. And that's where we get the song, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. So that was like the big hit that came off of this album. But this was like the second or maybe even third single off the album. It's like 10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what I kind of love about Meatloaf's music, is that they're really kind of mini musicals just right. In and of themselves. Like they're very like kind of majestic and grand. And he's a legit great singer. Like, I think he just has an amazing voice. He can really sing. And this song in particular, I mean, he's, you know, you can really feel it. And he's talking about kind of memories from the past and remembering this person who has passed away and just like things that have happened. And I love how he uses the, you know, words that you, I don't think they're on the rearview mirror anymore, but they used to be on the car rearview mirror, right?
Right.
Objects may appear closer than they are. So I thought that was really, really pretty clever. And one thing he includes in the song is in talking about his old friend, he uses the line, it was long ago and it was far away. And that was one of the repeated lines from his song Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which was from Bad Outta Hell. And it's one of his more well-known songs. So pretty good call out there. So again, buckle in. It's 10 minutes long, but so this is one of the few times where number of words, actually the length of the song may outnumber the song title. So
right.
Good on Meatloaf there for topping that mark. But yeah, I've always kind of liked the song.
Yeah, it was really nice. It really is truly a musical. I love that description of it. It does feel that way because it tells a very long story and really just kind of like that theme of, you know, not being able to escape the events of the past. And that, yeah, they might appear closer than they are. Like, you're always kind of chased by it, but, you know, even though a lot of time may have happened between then and now, but I really love it. And I love the line, and if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. I really like that beautiful little line there.
All right. Your next pick. And is this wrath or wraith? What's this first word? Is
wraith.
It wraith?
Yeah.
Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by Of Montreal.
Yes. Wraith Pinned to the Mist. And Other Games. I also thought of this song immediately when we were putting together this mix. And it's one of my all-time favorite songs. I can't remember if it was on my Desert Island mix or not.
I think it was. I think this is. Yeah, I feel like I'd heard this song before and it must have been from you.
Yeah. And I love, right, like the line that I always come back to and I repeat it in my mind all the time, whether or not I'm listening to this song, is let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Because I think oftentimes, you know, to me, like what that says is like, you know what, there are just moments when I kind of don't want to exist in this moment right here, right now, for whatever reason, you know, if something awful in humanity has happened or I've just made a mistake or whatever it is, you know, I just kind of want to pop on out and disappear into Antarctica for a while. So I think that's why I really love this song. But it's just kind of a great poppy, dancey track with a great bass line to kick it off. And and qualifies for the 7 or more words. So had to throw it on here.
Yeah, this is a fun song. And you're right. I do like how they equate not existing with living in Antarctica. But because we never had a guest from Antarctica. So I was like, wow. Okay, so we've had guests from Australia and Europe. And so this right. really just got me thinking we should try to hit all the continents before it's all said and done. I mean, obviously, we've had guests from North America, but yeah. So at some point, if somebody does live in Antarctica, is listening to the show, please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. But we've also got to hit South America, Africa, and Asia at some point, too. So, yeah. So we still got to go, you know, before we're truly global, we need to get all these different continents.
Yes, I agree. I agree. All right, your next pick. And a song I was upset. I even texted you this, that I didn't put this on here because I love this song. This is Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam.
Yeah, this was on our intro to Pearl Jam mix, I believe. And yes. It's a pretty well-known song. People know this one, but they may not know the full title. You know, just to kind of recap what we had said on the Pearl Jam mix, you know, the song is about returning to a small town and kind of recognizing the woman behind the counter as someone you once knew. And maybe she recognizes you too, but it's been too long for that kind of, you know, memory to catch up for the time that you're there. And so it's a cool little story that's told here. And I think that small town could be, you know, metaphorical as well, just wherever you're kind of from or wherever you mm-hmm. used to be. I think that's a, I don't know. I feel like it's a very relatable situation. And of course, it's beautifully done here by Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder's voice. So, you know, one of the times where they kind of slow things down a little bit versus kind of their hard rocking work.
Yeah, this really is one of my favorites off of that mix. I come back to it a lot because it's just so well done. And I think it's a nice description of kind of that feeling of going back to where you grew up. And like you said, I think it doesn't even have to be a small town because any place you spend a lot of time in is going to end up feeling like a small town just because you're going to recognize everything and all that. So, yeah, great song. Love it.
All right, track 7. We've got Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? By Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, I feel like now everyone knows, right? Like she did her job. We all know. And now I just want her to do albums where she asks other questions and informs us of factoids. It'll just become like a fun trivia thing.
This should be like a travel show with Lana Del Rey, right? Like just yes. interesting things she's discovered. It's like, well, look at that. And then maybe at the end she sings about them.
My God. That's a great little HBO miniseries right there, right?
We can get easily, you can get 8 episodes of that and then a subsequent album. I mean,
right.
Pretty easily.
Yeah. It'd be like okay, Sonic Highways.
That's
yeah.
verbal trademark. Okay. Lana Del Rey's people, you got to call us. Yeah. And we're going to make this happen. Me and Sam are wanted executive producer credit. All right. Anyway, go on.
So, you know, we've talked about this song before, I think on a new music mix. She's really just kind of like lamenting the fact that people forget things, like time kind of forces like all of us to move past something that used to be really important and is no longer important. Here, I think she's dealing with her own fears of like her own fame going away and that like someone, you know, one day is not going to remember that she exists, you know, because she sings, oh, man, when's it going to be my turn? Don't forget me. When's it going to be my turn? So, you know, so another plug for a reason for a show, because if she's producing a little mini series that everyone's watching, it's all that more difficult to forget you, Lana, if you've got a TV show.
That's so true. We can make this happen. Okay. Maybe in 2024. All right.
Yeah. I like it. It's a good goal.
But yeah, I really like this because I think this song and this album that it's off of really showcases her voice a little bit more than I feel like her earlier work. There was less of the, I don't know. I don't think I realized she was this good a singer from some of her earlier work, I guess is maybe the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of had a greater appreciation for hearing the song and some of the other songs off this album.
All right. Track 8, your next pick. And it is, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? By the Bellamy Brothers?
Bellamy. Yeah. How about a little country music? Okay, a little long title country music. You know, this title's a great pickup line, so anybody out there who wants to use it, you know, go for it. But, you know, they have this whole verse of these other questions, you know, like, if I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight?
That one is my favorite one. Yeah. That's really good.
This song is from 1979, and I still listen to a lot of like classic country stations, and so I will hear this from time to time, and I love it. But this is a great one at like a karaoke bar, because inevitably people will know it. It's really easy to sing, right? Like, these guys aren't exactly like, you know, we talked about Meatloaf or Lana Del Rey. Like, it's kind of tough to match their singing voices. I think you can get to the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah,
I have faith in our listeners here that they could get to this level. So yeah, great karaoke song, and I think people would get into it.
Yeah, I love that as a karaoke song. This song sounded like weirdly familiar to me, and I don't know if I had heard it before or not, or, you know, in the 40 years that it's been out, at some point I must have heard it being played somewhere, but it just had a familiar feel to me, and I can't place it yet, but.
I guarantee it's been used in some movies and whatnot. I mean, I only associate it with like the actual song, but I'm sure it's been used on like different soundtracks or shows.
Yeah, I bet so.
All right, track 9. We've got Warsaw, or The First Breath You Take After You Give Up, by Them Crooked Vultures.
Yep. I mean, any opportunity to throw Them Crooked Vultures onto a mix, I'll take it, because it's, you know, a super group. I think, again, only one album between these guys. It's, as a reminder, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age, and John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin. So truly a super group. These are three very talented individuals. This is like an incredible song. I mean, just musically, it's so much fun to listen to. The second half of the song, especially once you kind of begin the guitar solo, almost sounds like a Doors song, because it just gets really kind of weird and psychedelic and repetitive. And, you know, you've got that like guitar, and then the drums start to build up and it speeds up. And, you know, I love a good crescendo song, of course. So this is definitely speaking to me on all these different levels, but yeah, I just thought it was a great song, and was happy that I was literally like, oh my goodness, I think this is 7 or more words, and just started counting them. I could throw it on there.
Yeah, this is a good one. I imagine supergroups kind of take turns when it comes to songwriting and stuff, and I feel like this one was definitely more heavily influenced by John Paul Jones, because it had such a strong, like you said, kind of, this brought me back to kind of your classic rock sort of feel to it, you know, where... Right. If you took the label off this and told me it was like from 1973, I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, like, right. just throw it on there. So I loved it. I thought it was really good. One of the lines I'll call out here is, trouble's a mangy stray dog, play with it once and it follows you home. And I just love that. Because when I tell that story, when it comes to stray dogs, stray cats, or squirrels, like, don't feed them. They just keep coming around. But I like the, you know, equating it to trouble here, because, yes, once you start delving into those waters, it doesn't just walk away.
Yeah, I love that. That's like a really good illustration of that. All right, track number 10, home stretch here. You went with The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady by Kid Cudi and Eminem, of course.
Yes, and they actually did a whole album by this title, The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady. Definitely worth checking out, because, I don't know, these guys are both awesome. I mean, yes. I don't know. I could just listen to this all day with both of them just going back and forth with different rhymes. The one I'll include here is, bread is long like an Italian sub. I am drugs. That is probably why your opinion of me is high as F. Obviously, they say the word there, but I just love the... you know, equating bread with money, Italian sub, right? And then, them being the embodiment of drugs, which is why your opinion of them is so high. That's just great.
Yeah, really clever songwriting, as always. I really love these two together. I had not heard this song, so I was pretty happy to just hear them go back and forth. I mean, they both deliver great, great rap. So definitely like a head nodding song for sure as I was listening to it. And also is kind of like a dark mood to it for sure. You know, it's like a little bit darker than some of the other things that these guys have done. So it was interesting. It was good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Track 11. You've got A Beginner's Guide to Destroying the Moon by Foster the People.
Yeah. Off of their Supermodel album, which is my second favorite album of theirs. It's you know, it's kind of funny because you just had a song about the moon man, you know, moon man, and here I have a guide to destroying the moon. This is just a great song. I've always loved how it sounds and the, you know, how he sings it. I love the chorus too. Now I'm staring at the moon, wondering why the bottom fell out. Been searching for answers and there's questions I found. Open your eyes, share this burden somehow. Are you ready to drink or are you waiting to drown? And I just really love that, like, especially that final line there. So really, it's just a song all about people in control and how, like, they go in there thinking that they're going to change everything, but then the machine is too powerful and it kind of swallows them up. So I think they're pretty heavily pointing their fingers at, like, Congress people, you know, who go there being like, oh, I'm super different. You've elected me. I'm going to go make, you know, big changes. And then it's like I said, the machine is too strong and they become part of the problem. So that's really what they're singing about here. But I just think it's a great song.
Yeah, this is a really well done song. It kind of makes me, you know, they're one of those bands that people have always kind of said, oh, no, they're great. You got to get into them, whatever. And I just haven't. But like after hearing this, I'm like, yeah, OK, I should go past their kind of one radio hit and really dig in a little more because I did really like this. I really like a line, too. You'll never be whole until you lose control, which I thought was really, I think they repeat that one, too, which I thought was a really cool line.
Yeah, that is a good one. All right, your final pick, a song I almost went with, and as we kind of alluded to earlier, I think we could do an entire mix of just their music. So this is A Little Less 16 Candles, A Little More Touch Me by Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, in researching this mix, I mean, there's no doubt Fall Out Boy is the king of the long song title. Like, we may be able to do 12 songs just from Fall Out Boy because they have a ton of longer song titles. Yeah, I picked this one. The original title, which I thought was kind of funny to read about, was A Little Less Molly Ringwald, A Little More Samantha Fox. And so Molly Ringwald starred in 16 Candles and Samantha Fox had the song Touch Me. And so they kind of just replaced their names with that. Probably a little less, I'm going to guess the legal department got involved there and kind of had to make that change. Yeah.
Right.
But this is kind of classic Fall Out Boy sound and just, I don't know. I just think this is all such a fun song. I love the line, I don't blame you for being you, but you can't blame me for hating it.
So good.
It's kind of like, yeah, no, hey, go ahead, be yourself. I mean, but don't get mad at me if I hate it, you know?
Right.
I just think that's so funny. And I think we could all relate to that at some point in our lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, you can be you, but I really don't need to like it, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. Yeah, such a good song. I feel like Fall Out Boy has been making an appearance a lot in the last like 6 months of my life randomly. And so I don't know, it might be time to kind of hit play on a lot of their older records again and get reacquainted with them because I used to really like their music. So we'll see.
They're going to be one of those bands that like next year it'll be like, oh, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've been around for 40 years. And it's like, wait, what? Like,
right, exactly.
Like, didn't even realize that it'd been that long.
Right, totally. Yeah, that's going to happen.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. Our title is only three words, but all the songs on these titles are seven words or more. So you just need three words at Super Awesome Mix to follow us on Instagram and all social media. We will keep working on more mixes. So for Sammer, this is Matt. We'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.